All right, testing 1, 2, 3. We got show business. Good evening, everybody. This is Zuma Dog from Venice Beach, California. Thank you for finding me on Twitter and my blog, LACityNews.com. Brief history on who the hell I am. My name's Zuma Dog once again. Imagine a Jim Carrey, Jamie Foxx in living color type, does a lot of singing and rapping, a performer at Venice Beach Boardwalk. One day, the LAPD, the city of Los Angeles, walked up to me and said, "Oh, gee, you can't do your act here anymore with that amplifier on the boardwalk." I said, "Gee, it seems kind of fishy." And they said, "Well, you got to leave anyway." So I did some investigation, and yes, I felt it was a violation of Civil Rights, First Amendment, U.S. Constitution. I protested the L.A. City Council about what I believe to be an illegal, unconstitutional ordinance, and they didn't seem to care less, and as a matter of fact, I'm here to say they knew what they were doing to try to get rid of everybody off the Venice Beach Boardwalk when they were trying to sell their high, expensive, $1 million condos along the boardwalk they were building. So I took it to federal court with some other boardwalk performers, and in August 2013, yes, just a couple months ago, federal judge, the Honorable Dean Pragerson, with much thoughtfulness, ruled in on behalf of Zuma Dog and the people at Venice Beach that the city of Los Angeles was violating the U.S. Constitution regarding free speech, First Amendment on the boardwalk. Not only that, but once me and my friend Matt Dowd, also on the lawsuit, went to city council to protest about this, we were cut off, interrupted, ejected, and even banned. We were banned for 30 council meetings, which 3 meetings a week is over a period of months. Imagine banning somebody from free speech in the United States for months at a time. It's called censorship, and a federal judge also ruled in our favor on that, that their code of conduct, as they call it, the rules for the public for free speech, well, they were illegally applying it on me and my friend. So, anyway, a jury in January of 2013 will be assessing for damages, not to decide whether Zuma Dog or the city is correct. We already won that versus the city. It'll be for the jury to award damages. Now, the first thing you need to know about fraud, waste, and abuse, let's get to the show, baby, because I became a political activist in 2006 over this. Yeah, that's when this happened. March 2006 is when they put this illegal ordinance into effect. And so anyway, what they're doing now, rather than settling, they are spending geometric bottomless pit amount of money to take this to a jury trial with depositions and medical exams. And my attorney, $850 an hour, they have to pay that tab. And it's 10,000 pages and 8 binders of everything I've ever tweeted and posted, and it's going to be a big, protracted, long jury trial that's costed the taxpayers so much money. And again, I offered to settle for a fraction. So the first thing you need to know is that the government is very vindictive and they don't care. They're hoping I just die and then they won't have to pay anything. But meanwhile, they'll spend a bottomless pit of money. They've hired outside counsel at $325 an hour. Again, just to keep this going, because what do the politicians care? It's not their money, and they'll be out of office by the time this is over. Many of them who were violating our civil rights that we won the lawsuit over are out of office anyway, termed out, moved on to higher office. Mayor of L.A., Eric Garcetti, yes, the council president, now mayor of L.A. So anyway, what do they care? It's not their money. And who cares if the jury awards something much, much higher than what I was asking for in the first place? Not their money. So let's move on. Anyway, let's wrap this up for this time. Go to LACityNews.com and you can listen to the audio of the victory speech of this federal ruling. You could read what the judge said, because, okay, here's the main message for Tea Party patriots: as you're taking on the fraud, waste, and abuse to shut down this mafia called the Democratic Party. They only have one goal. Listen, let's be very clear. Spend till the end. They can hold up all the kids and seniors and veterans and all the, you know, all the political props they use to keep you spending bottomless pits of money that go to their connected cronies. And then you got Solyndra, baby, and that's billions of dollars that Occupy people and that the Obama supporters don't get the services provided. that have been promised because of all the waste, okay? So you want to raise the debt ceiling, and you don't want to do anything about the endless fraud, waste, and abuse. That's a formula for disaster we're heading down. First thing you need to know your rights, because if you don't know them, then you don't get them. Even if you do know them, you still have to fight for them, as I found out, and they don't care. So you gotta, first of all, be litigious in court. Secondly, you need to know your rights, because as you're protesting and speaking out, the Democrats are more and more cracking down on free speech, okay? So you need to know the rights, and that's the best way to combat against them, because they do fear lawsuits over this type of issue. Secondly, the Republican Party, the Tea Party, they need to reach out to the young people, Democrats, especially here in California. They, I think that they are not happy that after supporting Obama, they are forced for this Obamacare, many of them getting dropped off their parents' plans, having to pay for this, very expensive, the site's not working, it's mandated. It kind of sounds like the Godfather Mafia, doesn't it? They don't like the fact that all the jobs that were promised, well, where are the jobs? You know, all this hope, okay, jobs, well, no jobs. We're going to a part-time economy, okay? Now you got to pay for Obamacare. Your rights are being taken away. They're monitoring your phones and the internet, okay? Geez, does that sound like what you expected out of Obama? And the lies and the deceit. And anyway, so reach out to the Democrats, because you can provide jobs by signature gathering. What needs to happen is the Republicans and the Tea Party needs to start a petition drive, signature gathering, to register voters and to inform the people that they did not get what was promised, the federal money to provide services in their municipalities and communities through the nonprofits and various stimulus spending. Well, they didn't make it to their communities. It got pilfered and siphoned and fraud, waste, and abused with Solyndra and all these things that happens all over the country with all the nonprofits, okay, crony nonprofits, shill, the pension money that was invested, your sacred general fund has to back up the losses of the pension board that invested in shill, phony real estate, non-investment grade. It went belly up, and that's what started this entire disaster in 2008, 2009. What do they care? Let's not get into it. Start the signature gathering campaign to people will appreciate the fact that you're paying them to gather signatures. They'll like the cause. It's free speech. It's everything this country was founded upon. Don't play into the myth that the Democrats have a stranglehold on the youth and all of this. People are willing to show up. You're paying them to gather signatures. You will inform them about how this Obama stuff with the Democrats, it didn't work. It's the mafia, all the promises. It turns into broken promises. It's lies. You're paying for Obamacare. You're not getting jobs. You're being monitored constantly. You're losing your rights. The country's never been more divisive. You need to point this out to them, and you need to say, you know what, the Democrats, Obama, they forced Obamacare, but then what the first thing they did, they gave the exemptions to their business cronies and to the D.C. staffers, and guess what, the Republicans are the ones fighting for the exemptions for the people to match the cronies and the D.C. staffers. So let's leave it at that. Go to LACityNews.com. At ZumaDog, ZUMADOGG on Twitter. Yes, I'm a little bit nutty. I am kind of like the Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, but of Venice Beach. We're all nutty over here. But there's nothing better than a pissed off comedian on a political tip, baby. Check me out on YouTube, ZumaDog West. Oh, I forgot to hit record, y'all.